would like to meditate today with you basically on the first reading, when we hear and see serpent tempting Adam and Eve and how they fall into the first sin. And what we see there, that serpent speak lie after lie to convince Eve to eat the forbidden fruit, and that she believes him. So what are the lies which he says to her? First, he says that they won't die. And this is really a big lie, because death came after the sin of the first parents. There was no death before. God didn't make us with purpose of being, of dying and suffering. Second, he said, you'll be like God. And again, what a big lie, straight to the face in the first parents. Because there was no better place to be like God than before the first sin, when they were looking only on what is good, and when they were so united with God in friendship with him. Is it to be like a God now, when we suffer so much, when we sin all the time, when we are so miserable and simply pitiful? No. It was placed there when we were like God. And God became man to raise us up from this pitiful place living in sin. But the third lie, I think, is the most devious with all those lies. Because serpent says to the Eve that you'll be like God and you will know both what is good and what is evil. And we can ask ourselves, well, what is wrong with that? To know what is good and what is evil, to be able to discern and choose, of course, what is good. Well, the problem is that serpent says you will know both at the same time. You know, what does it mean? It means that God wants us to know only what is good, to desire only what is good, to pursue only what is good. And Satan, he doesn't want us, you know, to pursue only what is evil and bad. He doesn't want us to focus only on what is really wrong. No, he wants us to have both. To be good man, good husband, good wife, good student, good worker. And by the way, have those small wrong things which we do all the time. To maintain both. Not to be perfect, not to be the worst, but have everything at the same time. This is what Satan wants us, and how he wants us to live our lives. To don't reject everything what is evil, but agree on it, that this is part of our lives, that we are sinners, and that we have to have our own sins, our pitiful places, our vices, and our secrets before God. This is the huge lie, because God called us to look and to focus on only what is good and to reject everything else. And ask yourself, how much do you think you will do it? Temptations come, and so easily we go after them. All the time we think and consider in our way of lives those small bad things, which are simply part of the life, we can say. I think the most clear way God shows us that this is lie and that this is wrong, when we face Jesus answering on the third temptation, when tempter showed Jesus all the kingdom of the earth and said, if you bow before me and worship me, you will be the ruler over everything. And we could ask, well, Jesus, you could simply bow before him. You even don't need to mean, you know, what you do, but you could get so much power. You could heal the world, bring the peace and justice, and fight with the hunger and do everything what is so good. But it's only one bow. And what does Jesus answer? Get away, Satan, very straight. No compromise with evil. Anything, zero. And how often do we think in our lives that we are forced to compromise with evil? This again part of the life, that we cannot say no to some things, or that we want to achieve those great, good goals, but part of them is do something wrong. Just say no. Don't even look on this way in your life. Reject everything what has even elements of evil in those projects. And how difficult it is to do it. It is very difficult. But it starts with our decision here. Do I really want to desire, to pursue, and to agree on only what is good in my life? Do you really want to reject everything what is evil, even the smallest parts? Or we can say, well, I'm not sure of that, because though some of those bad things are pretty useful, are pretty helpful, they're not so bad, I cannot live without them. You see how much we are enslaved with those kind of the thinking? We are even not able to reject everything and agree that I can live, I want to live in only what is good for me, what God gives me. I think this is the biggest challenge in our lives, to reject, at least in our minds, to decide that I want to reject everything what is evil. I know I will fail many times, but I won't give up. And then God can bless us and guide us and help us to change the way how do we think. So someday what started here can get to the heart, so we may really change our lives. It doesn't change in one day. It takes months, sometimes years, sometimes decades to really change our thinking. But we are called to do it, called to be free, to live in freedom, freedom of sons and daughters of God. So I pray for you, my dear friends, that you may pray for that too. That if you don't have such desire, pray that God may give you such desire to desire only what is good and to reject everything what is not good in your life. We need God's help to do it. And I believe you can do it. God wants you to do it. It's a matter, do I really want to live good life without any compromises with evil?